And next, we're going to go straight to the interview of St Mary's Football Tournament, and this is with George Campbell.
George Campbell, I'm here at Bishop Auckland Technical College, and I'm being joined by Steve Cawthart, who's the chairman of St Mary's Football Club. Steve, you've got a big competition going on today. Can you give me a little bit more detail about this?
Yeah, this is our annual tournament. We run every year. We invite teams from all over the county. Today we have the under 7s, 9s, 11s, 13s and 15s competing. There's about five teams in each age group. Tomorrow we have the even numbers. We have 8s, 10s, 12s, 14s and 16s tomorrow. And the girls tomorrow as well. There are the 13 girls. Similar thing. We'll be playing kick off at 10 o'clock. We're playing right through till about 3 o'clock, where the finals will be between 2 and 3 o'clock, hopefully. So we're just praying for sunshine. We've had a little bit of rain so far this morning, so we'll get rid of that, and we're just looking forward to an absolute fantastic tournament that we have every year.
Are you saying there's about five teams in each competition? Yeah. So is it a round robin?
Yeah, the top two teams will go into the final in each age group, so we'll have a final for every age group.
Yeah. And that's round about between 2 and 3 o'clock.
Yeah, that's right. It'll be between 2 and 3 o'clock.
So I will try and get myself back here between 2 and 3 o'clock, and we'll get some good interviews with some of the participants in the final and see how things go.
Yeah, they're all buzzing here. There's absolutely all the teams have turned up here from all over, and they're really ready to go. It's some of these youngest, it's our youngest teams, our under 7s. It's their first tournament, so they're absolutely really, really up for today's tournament, so we're really looking forward to a great day.
Yeah, having looked around, there's a lot of people playing football already, so there might be time before it starts.
Well, it's 10 o'clock, we've just had our referees meeting here, and we've all organised, we've got all our photographers here, the first aid are all here, so we're all organised. It's all a proper charter standard organised tournament through Durham FA, so it should be a really, really good day.
Right, as I say, I'll be back between 2 and 3 and we'll get some more we'll have a chat again, and then we'll get some interviews with some of the participants.
Yeah, very good. Right, we'll look forward to seeing you, and we'll get some good photos and interviews later on, I hope.
Okay, thanks a lot, Steve. George Campbell, back at Bishop Auckland Technical College for the St Mary's tournament, and I've been joined by Tommy Lowther. Tommy, you managed the team, you got through for the Kings team under 11. So on the day, how did it go overall?
Yeah, really well. Like I said, the lads have played really well all day. They've sort of really stuck in. The team that we've just beaten in the final, they beat us 2-0 on the first game. So to sort of come back and actually manage to beat them on the second time round, I think is a real achievement. Really good.
You played how many? It was a round robin of five teams?
There was four teams in our league. Unfortunately, one of them dropped out just before the start of the tournament. But I mean, to be honest with you, with the players that have been here today, I think, you know, there's been some really good football played, and I think my lads, you know, the resilience of them all season, you know, all last season and coming into this season have been fantastic. So a really good bunch of lads.
Now talking to Joe Spark, you're the captain of the under-11s. Come on, Joe, have you enjoyed it?
Yeah, I've enjoyed it.
So, did you score any goals, or were you just... Whereabouts do you play?
I play in defence. I didn't score.
So, you don't get many goals in defence, do you? No. So, you're the bright spark, are you? Getting the captain's armband?
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm now joined by...
Daniel Lowther.
Hi, Daniel. So, where do you play?
Centre midfield.
Any goals today?
Yeah. One.
Good one, or just an indifferent one?
A different one and good one.
So, it wasn't one, there was two?
No, it was a different goal to usual.
Right.
Goals that are scored.
Scored off a corner.
Yeah.
Right. Very difficult to do that. So you scored from the corner direct. Was that because the wind just picked it up and you got the right angle?
Probably.
Okay. Thanks a lot, folks, and well done in the competition in winning it. I'm now being joined by Ian Dunn from Willington Youth Team. Ian, didn't your team went out in the final? How do you feel?
Yeah, pretty disappointed to be honest, but it's all about the kids enjoying themselves today, so it was all right.
You actually beat them in your round robin match.
Yeah, we beat them 2-0, and we maybe should have had the edge on them, but we just didn't put the ball in the net. So
it's the name of the game, isn't it? If you don't score, you're not going to win.
Exactly right. Exactly.
I've been joined by Jack Romax. Jack, so where do you play?
I'm a right back.
You're the right back, so you haven't gone on the score sheet today.
No.
No. But did you stop any?
I managed to stop a couple, yes.
Right. And I'm now being joined by...
Jack Spencer.
Hi, Jack. So where do you play?
I play centre-back.
Centre-back. So you're not a goal scorer either. I want a goal scorer.
I scored one today.
You scored one today? Was it a cracker or was it just, you know...
It was a rebound.
A rebound. So you still take it?
Yeah.
And I'm also being joined by...
Evan Dunbar.
Hi, Evan. Did you score today?
Yeah.
Well, how many did you get?
Two. Two or three.
You're not quite sure. Two or three. That many?
Yeah.
So, were they good ones, indifferent, or what?
They were okay.
They were okay. I've got somebody putting the thumbs up to say that it was brilliant, so come on. Is it good or indifferent?
Good.
Good. Okay. Anyway, thanks for the interviews, folks, and well done, and good luck for the future. George Campbell for Bishop FM. I've now been joined by...
Gary Hobson.
Hi, Gary. You're the DNS football team for the girls' football team. So what's it like coaching a girls' football team?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. The girls are really enthusiastic. They love playing football and they get lots of enjoyment out of it. And I get a lot of satisfaction from coaching them because they're really good girls.
With the profile of ladies' football improving over the last few weeks with the World Cup, have you had many new girls apply?
Yeah, we've had new girls come along. I think it is off the back of the football. I think the World Cup has certainly lifted women's football nationally, and we've certainly benefited from that. It's certainly lifted the game. It's been a massive boost, the girls doing so well in the World Cup.
Okay. I've now been joined by...
Victoria.
Hi, Victoria. You play in goal. A good guy?
Yeah. A little bit.
A little bit. So what do you think about girls' football? Do you enjoy playing?
Yeah, it's fun.
Right. What about girls' football? Has it gone up in your estimations the last few weeks?
Yep, it has.
A lot.
Now talking to...
Lucy.
Hi, Lucy. You enjoyed playing football. Enjoyed today?
Yeah, I really enjoyed playing with different girls rather than just at training.
So it's nice to go into a tournament competition and get a good game of football.
Yeah, because I like playing football and it's better than just one match.
I've now been joined by...
Fleur.
You enjoy your football games?
Yeah, because boys' football used to be so much more popular than girls, but it's nice to be able to play it in a team.
So did you enjoy today's competition, the tournament?
Yeah, it's nice to be able to play it against other teams that we don't normally get to play with, especially like in a tournament rather than a league.
Right. Anyway, thanks a lot, ladies, gents. Thanks very much for the interview. George Campbell reporting for Bishop FM, and I'm being joined by...
Jonathan.
Jonathan, you're Blythe Town football team, and you're coaching the girls' team.
Yes, I've got the girls under 13s. I've had them for a number of years now. And coaching girls has been fantastic. I previously coached boys and enjoyed that, but taking on girls has been a real experience.
Do you think the profile of girls' football has changed since the World Cup?
I think so. I think there's a lot more people talking about the World Cup and girls' football in general. There's a lot more girls seeming to be wanting to get involved, and the girls' league, certainly in the northeast of England, seems to be going from strength to strength.
And now being joined by...
Abby.
Hi Abby, you're playing football. Did you enjoy today's tournament?
Yeah, it was good. It was like nice to get out.
Nice to get out?
Yeah.
So, do you normally play in a league or just in tournaments?
Well, we play in a league, Northumberland. And yeah, we did quite well in that last season. So hopefully we can do well next season as well.
Well, you did well today, didn't you? Because you actually won the tournament.
Yeah, we won. We won all the games and didn't concede any.
That's great. I've now been joined by...
Emily.
Hi Emily, did you enjoy today's tournament?
Yeah, I did. It was really fun.
Fun. Do you like playing in the leagues or just tournaments?
I like playing in both, but league, it's like just amazing. And to come second last year, and I hope we can come first this year.
Right. So. Anyway, thanks a lot, folks. Thanks for the interview, and all the best for the future.
Thank you.
George Campbell again, here for Bishop FM. So I'm at Bishop Auckland Technical College, and I've been joined by Steve Coulthard again. Steve, we've come to the end of the tournament. How's it gone?
It's gone absolutely fantastic. The weather was against us first thing this morning, but hopefully the sun came out halfway through the morning, and everything's worked out fantastic. There's been about another 30 teams here today from all over, from Blythe and Newcastle and everywhere, Stockton. We've had some great teams. We've had the even numbers today. We've had under 8s, 10s, 12s, 14s, 16s. And we've finished off. We've all gone away with some trophies there now. The under 8s was really exciting, went extra time, and our under 8 aces won after extra time, 3-2, which is fantastic. And they just had a great, great time, and we'll be having another one next year.
But isn't that the thing? The kids coming here having a great time and enjoying it, and that's what all sports should be about.
That's what grassroots football is about. That's what we're here for. We have 20 teams at Bishop Auckland St Mary's at all age groups, from under 5s right the way through to under 16s, under 17s next year.
And it's so, not just boys?
Not just boys, no. We have girls' teams as well. So we've just had two teams come back from Barcelona last weekend. They've had a fantastic tournament over there. So we do everything. We have about 50, 60 volunteer coaches here and everything, and we do everything we can to keep these kids playing as long as they can, to keep them healthy and fit. total safe environment here at Bishop Auckland St Mary's.
Anyway, thanks a lot for the interview, Steve, and we hope everything goes well next year for your club.
Thanks very much to Bishop FM. Thank you for coming along.